It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had conversations with broadcast partners in Washington, D.C., the Middle East, Europe, and in Jerusalem. These men gave us insight into the current events that are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, from Washington, D.C., Ken Timmerman talked about the White House cover-up of the Libya attack, and Ken also told us that U.S. troops, military, on the ground with their boots in what is a very hot spot right now, the border of Jordan and Syria. We discussed the Syrian situation as well with Ken. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. We talked about that Hezbollah drone. Hezbollah has admitted they're the one that sent the drone into Israeli airspace. And, of course, the Israeli Defense Force sent their jets up and took that drone out. But we also talked about a Muslim cleric in Egypt, a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, calling for jihad to be able to liberate Jerusalem. And then we just touch base about the elections, early elections, Prime Minister Netanyahu calling early elections in January. But then when I talked with Winky Medad, he explained to us how the election process works in Israel. In fact, I'd have to say that Winky gave us Israel elections number 101, a course that we all need to understand. Dr. Rob Congdon was talking to us from Oxford, England. He's in Europe right now. And our big story was the lead story. The European Union has received the Nobel Peace Prize. When I called Jim Jr., I found him at the Western Wall there at the Temple Mount. Jim and his wife Jill are leading our tour in Israel. Judy and I leave on Monday afternoon. We'll be there Tuesday, and we'll join the tour going throughout all of Israel and learning some very, very important biblical historic background of the time of Jesus and all of history. You look at Israel past, when you're in the land, look at Israel present, and then I'll be giving my Third Temple seminar on Wednesday when we arrive, and that's looking at Israel future. Mike Gendron talked to us about the 5th anniversary of Vatican II. This was a very important conversation. I think that you might want to re-listen to it. He had to go somewhat into detail, which would probably cause us all to want to listen again. If you missed any of these interviews on the weekend program and you'd like to re-listen to them, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. All the interviews with our broadcast partners will be posted there. By the way, you might want to tell a friend that they can go and listen to these interviews as well. These were very, very special reports, and I want to discuss my talk with Mike Gendron in just a moment here on the process of thinking about Vatican II. You know, as you re-listen to our conversation, you can make up your own mind about whether Catholicism is true Christianity or simply a perversion. What I want to do is spend some time looking at the book. That's the name of this segment. Let's take a look at the book, and I'll talk to you what the Bible has to say about all of false religion, because that's what Mike looked at and focused on right at the end of our conversation. You know, all false religions started about 4,500 years ago in a place called Babel. Remember, in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, God told Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their four wives to be fruitful, multiply, and repeople the earth. Well, his great-grandson Nimrod did not do that. Chapter 10, verse 10 says the beginning of Nimrod's kingdom. He wanted to set up his own earthly kingdom in contradiction to what the Lord told him to do. So he went to a place called Babel on the shores of the Euphrates River. There he built a tower, Genesis 11, verse 4, that would reach into heaven. Now, I tell you the truth, I don't think Nimrod really wanted to go to the true heaven. But he wanted to set up a religion that would cause everybody to fall in line with his dictates at that time in history. He said he wanted to make another name, not a name of popularity, but a name other than Yahweh, the God of the Bible. He wanted a name that would be a Babylonian god, like Marduk. He established with his wife, Semiramis, and their son Tammuz, the mother-son cult. Both of these people, the personalities and the actual people themselves, Semiramis, who was the wife of Nimrod and the mother of Tammuz, the mother-son cult, are mentioned in the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 44 speaks about the queen of heaven. That would be Semiramis. And Ezekiel chapter 8 talks about Tammuz, when a convent of virgins would weep over Tammuz. This mother-son cult was in process and in operation in Babylon during the time of the Babylonian captivity and the Babylonian Empire. When it fell in 539 B.C., this mother-son cult moved to Pergamos, one of the churches in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. It was one of the seven churches there in Asia Minor. This is where they started to deify the emperors of the Roman Empire at that time, and they became the leaders of the church. Their title was Pontifex Maximus. Ultimately, they would be called Pope. Around 300, Constantine, who was one of those emperors, called everybody in the world Christian. All they needed to do is to be baptized. No doctrine of salvation, simply be baptized and they would be Christian. Well, Vatican I was actually the Council of Trent, and they did a lot of things there. But Vatican II has come together, and it's basically bringing together the Protestants and the Catholics in discussion to try to merge the two and form an ecumenical church. Well, the future is set when you see that all happening. Revelation chapter 17. The whore in Revelation 17 is the false church. Of course, the true church would be the bride of Christ. The beast is the Antichrist when you read through chapter 17. And this false church will be headquartered in a seven-hilled city. That's verse 9. That's the city of Rome. Verse 5 says, Babylon was the false religion that was set up 4,500 years ago. It's progressed down through the ages. It will be a part of the revived Roman Empire. That's chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. And let me remind you, this false church is going to be destroyed. Chapter 17 of Revelation, verse 16, when political leaders, and they will do the will of God. He will put it in their heart to do his will. They will destroy this false church. By the way, those political leaders doing the will of God, chapter 17 and verse 17. That false church has to be in operation during that first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When the Antichrist comes to charge of that false church, he will then destroy it. And that all happens after the rapture of the church. And by the way, the rapture of the church can happen at any moment. Everything we've said on this broadcast indicates that. That being the case, what else do I have to say except let's keep looking up until...